I never even tasted a fruitcake. How about a gift that you had no idea what it was? You open it up and you're like, thank you so much. What is it? Right? Have you ever done that? You know what they say about gifts? It's a thought that counts, right? So, and when Jesus was on the cross, his thoughts were on each and every one of you. On the outside, all gifts look pretty much the same, right? Colorful paper, right? With ribbons and sometimes bows. But on the inside, they're quite different. They're quite different. So it's not until we unwrap the gifts that we get excited in what we have received. We can get excited, thank you, thank you. And then we open it up and it's something we really, really wanted or needed. And then we get excited, amen? Then we get excited. Wow, that's awesome. But we have to unwrap the gift to see what's in the gift. It's kind of the same with Jesus, right? On the outside, he looked the same as any other baby. And when we think about our holy God, and when he was born, right, Mary had diapers to change, had to burp him, had to feed him, right? He was just like any other baby. Actually, he was probably poorer, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in that manger. Probably became poorer than anybody else. Because he came as a servant, not to be served. But the Word of God unwraps this gift for us, and we see that under the appearance of a baby is so much more. It's so much more. This child is God himself. The glory of the Lord has come to us in this child. Here's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as so, the Word of God, both today and in all this Christmas season, will unwrap just how great a gift we have received, that we may delight in him and give thanks to God for our precious gift. Not this, but the gift of his Son. The gift of his Son. Now, I'm not bashing gifts, right? And we're going to see that God is the giver of all good gifts.
Amen.
I'm not bashing that. But we can't forget what Christmas is about. What Christmas is about. We need to delight in him and give thanks to God. But there's a few things about a gift, right? You never have to receive it. You never have to receive it because it's just that. It's a gift. It's a gift. You can always give it back. Somebody says, oh, here's a gift. No, thank you. I don't want that. Right? You can always give it back. You don't have to receive it. You don't have to take it. And you can just say, here, I don't want this. So how about when you buy a present, they give you a gift receipt. You can always return it to the store that it came from. That gift. That kind of gift. Or you can re-gift it, right? Fruitcakes a lot, right? Fruitcakes get re-gifted because nobody wants a fruitcake. Does anybody like fruitcake in here? Do you? Wow, you are all weird. It's a little weird. But we can always re-gift the gift. Right? I don't like it. I don't want it. Here, you can have it. Merry Christmas. Right? We can re-gift it. I didn't mean to call you weird. Yeah, I did. So, but then we have more important gifts, that the gifts of God. Amen. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament tells us that God is the giver of every good gift. And it says, 1 Chronicles 29:14 says, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you. And we have given you only what comes from your hand. Everything we have comes from God. Everything. The clothes you got on. From the food you eat. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. And everybody wants to know why we have lights on Christmas time. We have to have lights for the right reason. To honor God, who is the Father of heavenly lights. Who does not change like the shifting shadows. Human life is God's gift, as are all things necessary for human life. Right? We have the sun for light. Nighttime, the moon. Sometimes it's not cloudy in western Pennsylvania. But we have the sun for light. Plants and animals for food. Water, clothing, grass for the herds. Seasonal rain, just in time for the crops. Companionship between a man and a woman. Fellowship among friends. The ability to have children and even sleep is a gift from God. Amen. It's a gift from God. Various abilities are also given by God, like the ability to work or artistic abilities and the ability to communicate with one another. Now let's talk about the gift you never want to give back. And that is the gift. The gift of salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Why would we ever want to try to give that back? Right? Without the birth of Jesus, you'd never have a chance to be saved. The most greatest gift is the gift of salvation. The greatest gift ever given to us is Jesus. God gives us not only human life, but eternal life if we accept the greatest gift. Jesus, Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Christmas is about. Not this. John 3:16, we all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When I was going over this, it really hit me. You know, because although we study the Bible, we read the Bible, some things really pop up that you never see. I was listening to one of my favorite pastors on TV this morning, and he read some scripture, and I'm like, I never caught that. Right? Because although the main angel come, there was a whole bunch of other angels to come to proclaim to him. Let's read the first line of this. For God so loved the world that he, what? Gave. He gave. He gave. As a gift to us for everlasting life. God gave us a gift. We have to remember that it was given to us. But like a gift, you can choose to receive that gift or not. You can choose to take that gift. Or not. But he gave it to everybody. He gave that gift to his son to everybody. Matthew 1:21, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Here we go. Why was Jesus born? For he will save his people from their sins. That's why Jesus was born. Jesus wasn't born so we could have Christmas trees or presents or garland or dinners or whatever. He was saved. He was born to save us from our sins. Oh, That's all right. That happens to me sometimes too. It's no big deal. So Luke 2, 10 and 11. Then he, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. All people. He died for everybody. We have to receive that gift. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. See, Ephesians 2, 8 and 10 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the what?
Gift
of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in us advance for us to do. And we are not to be boastful. So, when somebody gives you a gift, do you say, oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Now, how much do I owe you? No. The right response to a gift would be what?
Thank you.
Thank you. We overuse the word thank you. We use thank you in vain repetitions. When we say thank you, do we mean it? Do we mean it?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. And there, those are the few. But think about it, right? We get so used to thank you that it just flows out of our mouth without meaning. It does to all of us. When we say thank you, we need to mean thank you. I appreciate that from the heart. What you got to say?
I was going to say something.
What?
I mean, sometimes it's kind of hard to really appreciate that because some people are doing it out of spite.
They are.
So, I mean, because there's so, I do a lot of things out of my heart, you know, and some people don't even have the nerve to say they expect it.
Right. Then there goes the reason why we do it. Right? We need to do it for nothing in return.
Exactly.
As Jesus did on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us, asking nothing in return.
So what happens when you do that, right? And you tell the individual, you don't have to pay it back, or you don't have to, you know, and then they say, oh, no, I want to.
Then love it.
And then, no, they forget that they say they want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying, I have told you that favor before.
Picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. But really, when we say thank you, we need to mean it.
Yes.
Right? Regardless. Regardless. See, Jesus already paid for our gift of salvation. He already paid for that gift on the cross, and his gift is paid in full. We owe nothing.
Amen.
We don't owe anything. Yet how often do Christians, even after they've been given the free gift of salvation, feel obligated to work their way to God? Christians do it all the time. Because of our salvation and even our faith, our gifts, we should respond with gratitude, praise, and joy. Not, how much do I owe you, Jesus? We should be humbled that he went to the cross for us.
Amen.
This gift is for everyone. You just have to receive it. And remember about re-gifting? Right? Boy, this was nice, but you can have it. Right? The gift of salvation is the gift we need to re-gift.
Amen.
It's not just our gift. We need to share that gift and re-gift that gift to everybody we talk to.
Amen.
How else are they ever going to receive the gift of salvation?
Amen.
Sadly, though, This gift is not always received with delight.
Amen.
Some regard the gift of Jesus a bit like unwrapping underwear or socks on Christmas morning. Right? You know, we're unwrapping. Yeah, we need them, but there's no delight in them. Oh, I got some underwear. Hey, thank you. Right? You need underwear. You need socks. Sometimes. You know what? I did a Bible study on Wednesday, and I did parts of this for my Bible study at the care home where I pastor at, and I got a lot of the ladies in there. Yeah, I delight in them.
Yeah.
Right? And that's cool. That's cool. But for most, there's not a lot of delights in the gift that we get, the gifts. And they're tossed aside in search of another, more exciting gift. Right? You know, kids, they throw gifts away.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, is there? This is about the size of a PS5, right? That's got to be a PS5 in there. Right? They do this. Oh, you know that. Right? Right? Because the other gifts aren't so exciting, right? They're looking for the more exciting gifts. So when we re-gift the gift of salvation, let people know what it's about. That Jesus died on the cross for them. Get them excited. There's not enough people excited about Jesus anymore. We need to get excited about Jesus.
Right.
Like Zacchaeus did. Climb a tree just so he could see Jesus. He was excited. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. But, I don't think I did that one. No. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the gift of salvation. That's the gift of baby Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The gift of God is eternal life. When we receive Jesus' gift to us, we have forgiveness of our sin and eternal life and become children of God. Acts 10, 43. God made a way in that manger. The way. The way. All prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. You shall call his name Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Through his name. Through his name. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. First John. Well, Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, his name. First John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Do you walk in the light of Jesus Christ?
Amen. Yes.
We have to walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Have fellowship with one another. Do for one another. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. But we can't get there until we believe and receive him. We have to believe in him. Confess him with our mouths. The blood cleanses us, but we got to get there. We would have never got there if God didn't give us his son.
Amen.
That's what Christmas is about. The greatest Christmas gift ever given wasn't placed under the tree. He was placed on the tree.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus. See, we become Christians through God's unmerited grace, but not a result of any effort, ability, or intelligent choice or act of service on our part. God's intention is that our result will result in acts of service. We're not saved for merely our own benefit, but to serve Christ and to share Him. And to share Him. And build up His church with the good news of Jesus. Ephesians 4:12, to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Churches are suffering today. People are leaving churches by the droves. We need to get in there and share Jesus to build His church up, that many can get saved, that they can receive that gift of eternal life to get into heaven. Into this world darkened by sin, Isaiah says, a light has come. Not a star, but a Savior. A gift that we don't deserve, but we so desperately need. For beneath the swaddling clothes and the humble appearance is the Son of God Himself. He gives Himself to you and for you. He is your comfort in sadness, your hope when everything seems hopeless. He gives you faith when things seem pointless, and strength when you think you can't go on. For God in the manger is a gift of God joining Himself to you, not just some of the time, but all of the time. He's always there for us. This is a gift that the wise men unwrapped that day. And they got up off their knees with a new life. That is the same gift that's been unwrapped for you today and every day. And that's why God is delighted to have you here. Yes, you come with your gifts. Your gold, your frankincense and myrrh, and your prayers and your praises. Those are great gifts. But what delights Him most is when His gift of forgiveness, His gift of a son, is received with delight. When you come with your sin, with your burdens, and with your sadness, with your guilt, with your struggles, you delight to receive forgiveness, life, hope, and strength, and faith and love for your Savior. When you walk out of worship with a new view on life, a new joy in your salvation, then He is delighted. So why do we need to keep hearing about this? I preach salvation a lot. Why do we need to keep unwrapping the same old story with the same old truths? Isn't it like getting the same package of underwear rewrapped for Christmas the next year? Right? We need it because we easily lose sight of it. Love you, brother. See you later. We need it because we easily lose sight of it. We do. We lose sight of what Christ is to us. We lose sight of what Christmas really is. We lose sight of our salvation and the power of the Holy Spirit each and every day. We lose sight of it. We lose the excitement under the shuffle of life. And in closing, I'd like to say this. We lose the wonder under the sameness of each day. We grow lax in our response under the repetitiveness of saying, thank you. Through the clouds of fog of daily living and to try to dim the vision of Emmanuel, you're shown again and again the God who came to be with you. Again and again, you receive the blessings of heaven. And you need to get up off your knees with new life, not just a better life, but a new life, a life in Him, a life that will never end. That is the Jesus, the Word of God, unwraps for us today and every day. This is how God wants to be found. He wants to be seen. And how He wants to give. That He is a man for all mankind, a beggar for beggars, poor according to the Word, but rich in the things of God. Doesn't matter how many of these you get. What matters is what's in your heart, that you receive God. That we too might be rich in the blessings of God, rich in forgiveness and love and service and in care, and rich in His Word, that we, like Paul, might unwrap this gift for others, that they too may delight in Him. Until that day when all was finally unwrapped, when our Lord returns in all His glory, and we shall see Him as He is, which as He was for us all along. Our Savior. Our Savior. The greatest gift that we could ever receive hung on a tree and died for us. But without the birth, there could be no death. Without the birth, there could be no eternal life.
Amen.
No salvation. No forgiveness. So, if you need prayer, rededicate, come on up, or just sit there and just meditate on God's Word today, that's fine too. But I ask that you come up. And allow me to pray with you.